This is really indicating readmission history, physical, patient name, Welborn, WELBORNNEANNIE, date of birth 11/24/1942, place, future care, Charles Village, date of service 10/20/2023. Is a readmission history and physical. History of present illness, this is a 80-year-old female, she was transferred. She was in the rehab, she was transferred to the hospital because of change in mental status. Patient has a multiple medical problem, peripheral vascular disease, dementia, diabetes, and the patient was noted to be more confused. Patient was evaluated in the emergency room, subsequently admitted because she has a significant UTI, delayed EKG, sinus rhythm, urine culture grew ESBL. Multi-drug resistant infectious disease was consulted. The recommended antibiotic Zosyn, 3-day course. She was given. She also has a hypernatremia that was managed. She has acute blood loss anemia in the setting of chronic anemia with vaginal bleed.
Where is, I had three calls.
Patient has a pelvic sonogram done that shows multiple calcification in the uterus. GN consulted. Bleeding is likely from the because of heparin when the setting of underlying pregnancy. Heparin was discontinued, but no further bleeding noted. Hemoglobin remains stable. Care plan was discussed with the patient daughter, who stated that her mother had bleeding back in 2023, February, and was told that she may have uterine cancer, but they elected do not do any further intervention as per hospital summary. She has acute kidney injury. She was given IV hydration. Hypokalemia was managed. Baseline dementia, major depression, diabetes mellitus. Diabetes was controlled. Elevated liver enzymes, they were monitored closely, and hypercalcemia resolved. After stabilization, the patient was sent back to the facility today. When I saw the patient today, she came back. She denies any headache, dizziness. She's a very poor story, and she's confused, disoriented. She's lying on the bed, not answering any question properly. She's forgetful, but no shortness of breath, no cough, no congestion. Next line, past history, number one, dementia, number two, diabetes mellitus, number three, peripheral vascular disease, CKD, chronic anemia, hypertension, ambulatory dysfunction. She's a wheelchair bound. She also has a recent multiple calcification spot noted on CAT scan and vaginal bleed history in the past. At this point, as per hospital note, patient family has decided not to do any further workup for that. She also has a major depression. Reward system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, musculoskeletal, no pain, genital urinary, no hematuria, and neuro, no syncope. Left foot, she has a dressing in the place for the skin ulcer. Neuro, no syncope. Allergies not known. Social history, nursing home resident. Medication upon discharge, Tylenol 650 Q 6-hour PRN. Ammonium lactate topical solution, 12% BID, vitamin C, 250 mg BID, aspirin, 81 mg daily, Aveeno cream, eczema cream daily, ferrous sulfate, 325 mg daily, ketoconazole supplement, 2% daily, loratadine, 10 mg daily, melatonin, 9 mg at night, menthol, zinc oxide topical daily, mirtazapine, 15 mg daily at night, omega-3 fatty acid daily, Miralax 17 gram daily, Neutrophos 250 mg twice a day, quetiapine 25 mg daily, Seneca daily supplement for constipation, Tramadol 25 mg POBID, PRN for pain. Physical exam, patient is awake, she is alert, oriented time 1 to 2, but forgetful and disoriented. Blood pressure is 120 over 68, pulse 76, temperature 97.0 Fahrenheit, respiration 20, pulse 96%. Head rate McNamuchalic, eyes and ectaric, no ear no discharge, neck support GFD, chest non tender, lungs are clear, no wheezing, heart SMS to regular, abdomen is soft, non tender balls from positive extremities. She has a left skin, a left foot skin lesion. She has a dressing in place intact. Neuro, she's awake, alert, oriented to person, oriented and 1-2, forgetful and disoriented. Assessment. Patient is readmitted to subacute facility. Status post recent urinary tract infection with change in mental status. Next in ESBL, UTI, treated and completed the course of antibiotic. Next in hypernatremia. Next line, acute and chronic renal insufficiency. Next in diabetes mellitus. Next in hypertension. Next in ambulatory dysfunction. Next in CKD. Next in peripheral vascular disease. Next in dementia. Plan of care will continue all her current medications. Local skin care. For the left foot, continue local skin cream as I mentioned in the discharge medication list. We'll follow CBC BMP on Monday. Care plan discussed with the nursing staff and dietitian to see the patient also for diabetic diet. This is the end of the vacation. Thank you.